Banning bump stocks. I'm Steve Rappaport, Fox News. They were used in the Las Vegas massacre, making semi-automatic weapons fire rapidly like fully automatics. Now President Trump wants devices like bump stocks off the streets. Fox's Gernal Scott has more live.
Steve, President Trump said at a ceremony honoring public safety officers that going back to the deadly shooting of 58 people last October, he directed the Attorney General
to clarify whether certain bump stock devices, like the one used in Las Vegas, are illegal under current law.
The president says in the wake of that tragedy and last week's Florida massacre, he signed a new memorandum
to ban all devices that turn legal weapons into machine guns.
The president saying it's time to move past debate and enact legislation that promotes safety, Steve.
Gernal, the president will host parents, teachers, and students at the White House tomorrow following last week's school shooting in Parkland, Florida.
Members of the Parkland community will be attending this listening session, as will individuals who were impacted by past school shootings, including the Columbine and Sandy Hook tragedies.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders. 3M company paying the state of Minnesota $850 million to settle a lawsuit over the disposal of chemicals.
3M company, the maker of ScotchGuard, dumped chemicals legally for decades in Washington County and suburban St. Paul. Chemicals that were later found in groundwater, for which Minnesota claims is worth $5 billion in damage, even though 3M claims it did nothing wrong.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. A government review of Hawaii's missile alert system concludes that warning drills were conducted before officials fully developed a plan to address the threat of ballistic missiles. A false alert last month about an incoming missile creating widespread panic. The emergency management employee who sent out that alert was fired. Fox News, fair and balanced.
When you're hiring, you don't want to sort through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want a short list of qualified candidates. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on qualified candidates using an intuitive online dashboard. Daryl has hired with Indeed.
Nothing has been this simple, this easy, and this effective.
Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
What happened? You used to go hours without visiting the bathroom. Now it seems like you're constantly getting up to pee. Listen, the makers of Super Beta Prostate are introducing a new wonder pill, Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced, with three key ingredients that are great for your prostate. To celebrate, your first 30-day supply is free. Pay shipping and handling. Get P3 Advanced free. Call 1-800-257-5251. 1-800-257-5251. 1-800-257-5251.
Republicans vowing to fight Pennsylvania's new map of congressional districts. The state Supreme Court imposing the redrawn map yesterday. Democrats are expected to benefit from the changes in the midterm elections, but the new map does not apply to a special election set for next month. Louisville losing its appeal of penalties against the men's basketball program for a recruiting scandal.
University of Louisville interim president Greg Postel confirming Tuesday that the sanctions will stand.
The NCAA Infractions Appeals Committee announced that it had upheld earlier imposed penalties.
Postel there in a press conference shortly after the NCAA's denial of the appeal, now forcing the University of Louisville men's basketball team to vacate all wins from 2011 to 2015, including their 2012 Final Four appearance and 2013 national title. Those penalties assessed in June of last year also placed the program on probation and requires the forfeiture of any money obtained through conference revenue sharing from the NCAA tournaments from 2012 to 2015. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Like dealmaker father, like dealmaker son. Donald Trump Jr. arriving in India to help sell luxury apartments. Wealthy Indians have already bought units in several Trump-branded developments. A rock and roll tragedy 15 years ago today.
It's been a decade and a half since 100 people were killed and 230 were hurt in a fire at the Station nightclub in West Warwick on February 20th, 2003. The fire was caused by pyrotechnics that were set off during a concert by the rock group Great White. Flammable foam that had been installed as soundproofing fueled the fire, which took just 5.5 minutes to spread and engulf the building. A weekend ceremony to mark the date was postponed due to inclement weather and has been rescheduled for May 20th. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
A red day across the board on Wall Street, the Dow closing down 254 points, the Nasdaq shedding 5, while the S&P 500 lost 16, but stock futures are up. I'm Steve Rappaport, Fox News Radio.
If you're looking to gain legal status in the U.S., a word of caution. Beware of unqualified notarios who want to fill out your papers. They could ruin your chances for legal status forever. Instead, talk to a licensed immigration practitioner, ask questions, and report notarios who are trying to take advantage of you or your family. For more information, go to www.stopnotariofraud.org.
The 19th Annual Dixie Power Kite Festival is Saturday, April 21st. If your business would like to take advantage of exposure to nearly 25,000 attendees as a sponsor or vendor, go to their website, dixiepowerkitefestival.com.
We have enough gun control. Now we need idiot control. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
I've also asked the school board to make a part of every day some kind of anti-violence, anti-gun message. Every day, every school, at every level. One thing that I think is clear with young people and with adults as well is that we just have to be repetitive about this. It's not enough to simply have a catchy ad on a Monday and then only do it every Monday. We need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
I know, you can hardly believe that's Eric Holder in 1995 actually admitting that.
Yep. Brainwash them.
Got to brainwash these kids. Every single day, anti-gun message. Got to brainwash them.
And they did it, too.
And they did it. Do you remember when schools allowed kids to bring guns to school? Do you remember? Do you remember that?
Yeah,
do you remember shootings taking place all the time? Interesting. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. I've got Uncle Milty with me. And of course, get to the website, katedalyradio.com. Or go down to my picture. It's next to Fruit Greens and order up. I know I've gotten a lot of questions about Fruit Greens. I love the product. It gives you energy all day long. It's also, you're taking a couple of capsules a day, and it's your fruits and vegetables dehydrated down. So you're getting all those nutrients that you're probably not getting every day, but you know you need to help boost up your immune system, your health, your overall health. In fact, 20 fruits and vegetables per day. Isn't that amazing? You can take a couple of capsules. It's a great product. It's very transparent. There's no chemicals or fillers in it. And you can order up and you can get a deal by putting in K-A-T-E, Kate, into the code, coupon code, and get 25% off. Pretty amazing stuff. And you'll love it too. My kids take it. I love it. My husband loves it. It's a fantastic product. Even Melissa on the show, she takes it. She loves it. And so I'm telling you, if you really want to help your health, overall health, it's a great way to go. It's called Fruit Greens. You'll see my picture next to it. You can go to the website and you can click on that and order up right now. That if you just click on my picture with Fruit Greens, it sends you right to the link and you can just fill that out and order it. I love that. And well, you know what? We've been talking about sort of the backdrop of what's going on here in the Florida shooting, some of the inconsistencies, the things that I have yet to have answers to.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll take the first caller. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, I saw a really interesting T-shirt today.
Uh-huh.
It said something to the effect, "Why didn't God stop the shooting in the school?"
Mm-hmm.
And then underneath it, it said, "Oh, I forgot. We don't allow God in school."
Well, I'll tell you, the ludicrous nature of the agenda, saying that teachers shouldn't arm themselves, that we shouldn't have a way to defend ourselves, and make it so that it's shooting fish in a barrel. I don't understand the thinking, but somewhere in a lot of brains out there, it makes sense, right? That we just keep on with the gun control so that the good guys don't have the guns, but the bad guys always have access to them. None of this makes sense. It's ridiculous. But to some people, it makes great sense. I can't figure it out. Can you?
No, I can't. But I just thought I'd share that.
Thank you. Really appreciate that.
Well, maybe.
Yeah, thank you for that. I really, really appreciate that. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, Milty.
Hi.
Hey.
Just wondering if you guys have heard this. I saw it somewhere about the Parkland shooting. The high school was named after, I can't remember her first name, but what's her name, Parkland? She was an activist way back when against draining the Everglades, which is a swamp Mm-hmm. I don't know if this is an irony or a coincidence that should be overlooked, but it seems funny to me.
Yeah, that's odd. Thanks for that. Yeah, I hadn't heard that one.
Interesting.
Very.
Yeah, look into that one. I can't remember where I saw it, but her last name was Parkland, and that was her matter-of-fact deal. She was an activist against draining the Everglades.
Interesting. I'll have to.
Maybe that's something.
I'll have to look into that. Thank you. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate.
Hi there. Go right ahead.
It has occurred to me that this solution is so in our face. I mean, it's just right there.
Mm-hmm.
I do not agree with teachers being armed.
Mm-hmm.
Mainly because tempers being what they are, you have a kid that gets in a teacher's face, and all of a sudden, now you've got a dead kid.
Well, when was the last time you heard of a teacher getting so mad that they, like, stabbed a student with a pen? Or I'm sorry, I've never seen a temper in a teacher that would result
in my high school back
violence.
In the
80s. Interesting. 70s. Okay, I've never seen that. But
I mean, it could happen.
Well,
and what I like is, I like risk assessment, and I like using retired military and retired law enforcement to come in and provide concealed armed security.
Mm-hmm.
There should only be one way in and one way out of every school, and the other doors alarmed for fire exit.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody do drills in case this stuff happens. We do fire drills.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know,
well,
and the kids need to have an ID, and they swipe mm-hmm. their ID when they go in, and they swipe mm-hmm. their ID when they go out.
Okay. Well, thanks for the call. I don't agree with any of that, but you know, you have your opinion.
That's a perspective.
Well, but we already have schools that do something very similar, and they have the walk-through machines where they detect
metal detectors,
and we have all kinds of situations like that already that turn the schools into mini prisons.
Had I gone to a school like that when I was a kid, I'd have gone stark raving mad.
Well, I mean, I think we should actually look more into the grooming of the mentally ill to take part in a shooting. I think that's really where we need to go on this instead of providing more law enforcement to the school.
The same teachers, law enforcement that made these mistakes?
Yeah, and also the teachers. Why would you not want a teacher that's armed? I'm sorry, the teacher's going to get so mad that they're going to start killing students. I don't buy it. I don't believe it. I don't think it's true at all. I think it's just a way to discredit that teachers are just so, I don't know, incompetent that they're just going to take that firearm out and just start shooting. Well, I'm sorry. I've never seen that happen in my life. And so I think that a teacher that is armed, I would actually love my kid to be in a classroom where I know the teacher's armed if that's the situation
Absolutely.
Here. But then again, let's just talk the truth for a second here. Let's look at the shootings and let's look at the consistencies within the shootings and the inconsistencies. And I think that there's a bigger problem at hand here. And I think that people don't want to have to look at it. And I think that it's very obvious. Sorry, I just have to speak my mind. I think that this is so obvious. And I think when you see the patterns in the kind of crimes that are taking place and why, I just don't know how somebody couldn't see the writing on the wall with this, but, you know, maybe it's just me. I just feel like it's so clear what's going on. And that is that we have maybe some groups of people that are grooming people to do these very things to cause the nation to be in fear, to have an outcry for gun control. It just seems so obvious. Maybe I'm the only one. I
don't think so.
I don't think I am. But I think we keep grasping for a solution that involves more government when maybe we ought to look at government as the problem here. Sorry.
Yeah. There was an article on USA Today that mm-hmm. said the Florida shooting victims are activists, just like the woman their school is named after.
Interesting.
And Marjorie Stoneman Douglas was named, she was an Everglades environmentalist. And that's how she gained her notoriety.
Yeah.
A tree hugger
mm-hmm.
in the swamp.
In the swamp. Interesting. Well, when the Secret Service visits a school to help with active shooter drills,
yeah.
I think we have a huge problem. I don't know if you all remember the last time the Secret Service visited your high school, but they probably didn't. I'm going to go with that.
They were at my house last week.
There you go. Really. I think that the tragedy of all of this is that deaths have occurred that were needless, but and tragic and sad, But I think that we are potentially looking at the wrong criminal here at stake. I think that there's so much in the stuff that's come out about this and other shootings that we really need to look at. I know. I saying that is really hard because I get feedback sometimes that isn't very nice when I say that out loud, but I don't really care because I got to be me. You know, there's so much going on right now. You have the Kill NRA billboards.
Mm-hmm.
You have all kinds of stuff. I mean, it's in Chicago, the hijab, pro-Islamic billboards going up. You've got, violence spiking 97%, Rahm Emanuel decreasing cops by 8%. There's so much going on around the country that doesn't make sense. And then you add the shooting on top of this. And what is our news cycle about? And the news cycle is about even conservatives, even the most hardcore conservatives conceding that, well, I guess we need a big, huge change in gun control.
Yeah.
And I guess we really need to do things differently. Is that the truth? Or do we need to investigate more the government agencies that seem to show up on site that might have a particular agenda afoot that may be doing things behind the scenes? Because it just doesn't shake out. I just remember when the nation had a little bit more sound view that guns were there to defend us and that liked the fact that we had guns there to defend us. I just can't imagine people jumping on board with, it's the guns' fault. Let's get rid of the guns. What in the world is going on in America right now that people are, you know, and like the caller said before the break, you know what? We're going to keep having these. We're going to keep having these shootings. And people are just going to get to the point where they just go, they throw their hands up and they stop fighting it. And I hate to see that. Can you even imagine?
No, I can't.
No, I can't either. I can't either. I played the video of one of the student activists that's probably one of the most vocal. His dad was FBI. His dad is FBI right now. But he couldn't remember his lines for the camera. I'm sorry, when you're recalling an incident where you were there in the hall and you were part of a shooting and you saw all these things happen, why in the world can you not recall your own testimony? Why do you have to put it in certain succinct sentences and wording? Why is that?
I'm not sure.
I don't know, because if I were going to recall something that happened, it'd be really easy for me to recall the details. I wouldn't hesitate. I wouldn't keep stopping myself.
Well, yeah, but, you know, you're not in shock.
Well, yeah, they keep saying that. Now, Jones in Ohio, so the sheriff there was saying, look, teachers need to be armed. Teachers need to be armed. We're supporting that.
Yep.
And boy, people were against that. In fact, Jones in that beat out what's his face?
All
over the news. Doug Jones, Alabama. He said it's nonsense. It's ridiculous that teachers be armed. Yeah,
really?
Yeah. I would expect that from him. I would expect that from him. But even in Ohio, there was a sheriff that said, I want this to get to Kasich. I want him to understand that I believe the teacher should be armed. And when people are putting up videos like that, they never look at that as a solution. They never look at anything that would be a normal solution to this, right?
Mm-hmm.
Besides the ones I've already stated. But that is the crazy. And everybody wanting gun control to make it more fish in a barrel is the not crazy. Well, I think they're all crazy.
Roy Moore would not have
Roy
said
Moore.
That.
Ray Moore would have not said that. Yep. But we got Doug Jones and in Alabama. And so in a very conservative state, he's saying that it's ridiculous if teachers are armed. The whole argument that teachers are just going to break out and be violent.
That's
there really
ridiculous.
Isn't anything in history to purport that is a truth, but it keeps being said over and over again. But I would actually, is there any other argument? Because I don't know of any other argument they can come up with as far as that is common sense, right? Makes sense, perfect sense, except that teachers are just going to haul off and, I don't know, shoot up their classroom because they're mad.
If I was concerned that a teacher might do that, then I would be concerned about that person being a teacher.
There you go. Oh, that's just too sensical, though. That's just, it's got too much sense attached to it. We'll be right back. Kate Daly Show. You know, nowadays with instant communication, instant gratification, and instant answers, everyone walking around with their face stuck in a device. If you're like me, you miss the personal touch. I mean, I miss someone really taking the time to get to know me and truly try to help me. You remember what it feels like when you're talking with someone and they're making eye contact and they really are hearing what you say and really connecting with and understanding you. That's one of the many reasons why I love Stuckey Family Pharmacy. From taking the time to understand me and my needs to explaining the medications I'm taking and helping me understand why I'm taking them, to working with my doctor to make sure I'm getting the best medical care possible. Stuckey Family Pharmacy delivers, and they actually do deliver, which is another thing I love about them. Drive by and meet the staff at Stuckey Family Pharmacy. They're just off Telegraph near Kohl's, or you can get tons of great information at StuckeyFamilyPharmacy.com. So the next time you're at Instacare or at your doctor's office and they ask you, what's your preferred pharmacy? Tell them you like to keep it in the family. You prefer Stuckey Family Pharmacy, where you are family.
I'm Sonrisa Adams, and I want to tell you about my life-changing experience with East West Health Clinic. I'm a mom, a wife, and a business owner, and I felt like my body hated me. I was in constant pain. All I wanted to do was sleep. I couldn't run my business, and I wasn't being a good mom. I knew I needed to change something.
People in St. George have struggled with these symptoms for years, but now there's help. East West Health Clinic was founded on the idea that Eastern and Western medicine can work together to heal the body. And no one else brings together the variety of medical doctors, acupuncturists, herbologists, nutritionists, chiropractors, and more who will work together to address the root cause of your symptoms and heal your body.
And now, 6 months later, I feel amazing. I feel like myself again, and my kids are happier too.
I love having my mom back.
Now, for a limited time only, schedule your free consultation with East West Health. Call 773-7790. That's 773-7790.
You want your message to be seen.
What you doing?
Making our sign?
Green markers. On an old cardboard box. I don't think that's going to work.
So you try again.
Look at this. How about this one?
I don't think that's going to work either.
Rainbow Sign and Banner. For banners, signs, vehicle wraps, and service. Done fast, done right. Rainbow Sign and Banner.
They're changing the tax rules again. What does that mean for you? To find out, join Abe Ashton on your family and your retirement Tuesday afternoons at 5 here on St. George News Radio 93.1 and 1450 KZNU.
My symptoms were swelling.
I was tired all the time.
Indigestion.
A lot of muscle spasms, pain.
Pretty severe arthritis.
Not being able to sleep, just being lethargic.
Brain fog every day.
I had aches and pains.
Now I'm great.
I started getting better.
I can think again.
I have energy. I can play with my 5-year old.
Yeah, I've lost about 60 pounds. Life is pretty awesome.
It was like a complete turnaround.
Give Red River Health and Wellness Chiropractic Physicians a call, 767-9355.
The 19th Annual Dixie Power Kite Festival is Saturday, April 21st. If your business would like to take advantage of exposure to nearly 25,000 attendees as a sponsor or vendor, go to their website, DixiePowerKiteFestival.com.
My husband and I met at a
strip mall
dance. It was a beautiful old
strip mall.
I had seen my husband before at a big rally at the
highway on ramp
for all the men who had enlisted. He was going to war. 4 years later, we married at the little
convenience store
downtown.
When we lose a historic place, we lose a part of who we are. To learn how you can help protect places in your community, visit nationaltrust.org. History is in our hands. A message brought to you by the National Trust for Historic Preservation and the Ad Council.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Sweet land of liberty, of the IC.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. I'm sitting here with Uncle Milty. We're just talking about what's taking place in America right now. It's so insane. How do you think we got to be free and have our liberty? The liberty that we sing about, that everybody wants to sing the national anthem or Let Freedom Ring. How do you think we got that? How do you think we were able to say that? It doesn't say the land of communism. It doesn't say the, it says the land of liberty. I think people just don't get why that is. So take away everything that makes us free. The nonsensical nature of people that seek to destroy the Constitution because it fits an emotional narrative right now, I'm baffled. That's all I can say. I'm just baffled by it. Are you? 888-673-1450. Just, I don't understand it. We just are so uneducated, misguided, misled, miss everything. We don't understand what even makes our country our country. We don't understand what a gift we were given. God clearly gave this land a gift. And what do? We seek to destroy it with every move. And what happened in Florida? Florida actually shot down a measure, right?
Yeah, there was a bill in the Florida House, and it was voted down 36-71, and it was a bill to ban AR-15s and large capacity magazines and other assault weapons. So, Representative Keon McGee of Miami asked that the bill be moved from committee to the House floor for questions, debate, and a vote, and it got squashed.
Wow. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, thank you. This is a question. Where are these shootings happening in schools?
Yep.
What's unique about schools that's different than other places?
Yeah, I get where you're going with this. Yep.
Gun-free zones.
Yep.
These guys are going where they know that no one's going to be able to fight against them. They're, you know, it's like starting a fight and you know you have the advantage, you know. And if, you know, I don't know who it was. Who was the senator that shared on Facebook? It was a speech he was giving in the House somewhere talking about, you know, he has an analogy in nature. If you're, you know, you have this, the predator and the prey. So if you're going to disarm the prey because there's some predators out there.
Right. Right.
You know, I mean, this
makes
just,
no
just
sense.
Use your common sense. I'm with Ted Nugent. I don't need a piece of paper to tell me I have the right to defend myself either.
Amen.
But I do respect the Constitution.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen.
I have the Second Amendment, but I don't need a piece of paper to tell me I have the right to defend myself. And like you were saying, Uncle Milty, with these military, Florida's looking into banning, you know, and they've shut it down, but that's what the Constitution says. People always have this thing, this lie about, well, you have guns to go hunting. You know, they mainly meant, like, you could have guns, you know. Back then, they didn't know what they'd evolve into. No, it specifically meant you can have military guns.
Well, and the Second Amendment had nothing to do with hunting. It was all about defending yourself against your tyrannical government, which everybody likes to avoid.
Exactly. Or invaders, right? Other governments of other lands. We can help our government.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
They wouldn't want to mess with America.
Right, right. Yep.
Because you don't want to mess with them. You go in there, you got guns, they're going to shoot you out. Okay, that's no fun. Let's find some other victim.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I agree.
And that's the thing. They target the weakest. That's what all predators do.
Of course.
Even social predators, they prey on the weakest people.
Yep. Yeah.
Well, I just want to finish. I appreciate the time. Just want to finish real quick with this. Another real-life thing. These guys go in, and they help defend people, help people learn how to defend themselves. And they had these psychological study done. They took these sociopaths, these psychopaths that are in prison for violence, right?
Right.
They wanted to learn their way they think. They showed them videos of people, rooms, even they've heard about this, but they sat them down and said, who would you pick out as your victim here in this crowd? You looked at this room, there's women, men, big, small people, all kinds of types, and they'd say, this lady right here? And the guy said, no way. Well, she's small. He's no. And they saw a common variable. He says, the reason I want to pick her is because she looks you in the eye. See that? Where he looked. So they prey on the weak. And so what we need to do, the solution is not less freedom, not less liberty, is more liberty for those who are good law-abiding citizens
yep.
to be able to pack a gun and defend themselves when these guys come around.
I agree. When was the last time you saw somebody defend themselves and take somebody down that was violent, okay, because these people exist all over America, okay, and did it in self-defense and was armed and concealed carry, whatever you want to say, took that right. person down. When was that on the news cycle for 7 straight days?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
That's you're right, Kate. That speaks volumes. Our thinking is getting inside out.
Yep. Yep. Exactly.
And, you know, I'm an educator. I help the kids learn constitutional rights. I help them learn American government, history in America. And it's interesting how being assertive and being honest is so dangerous now.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a dangerous thing. But anyway, hey, I appreciate
your
show.
Thank you.
Keep up the work. Thanks,
appreciate
guys.
You. I really do. Thanks so much. Great call. Let's take the next caller. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, Kate, enjoying the show.
Thanks.
I just wanted to hit on what that last guy said, and that was, all too often I see the argument change about what we have guns for.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't have guns to defend ourselves necessarily against our neighbor, but that's one reason we can't have them.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have them to go hunting, although that is a reason that we can have them.
Mm-hmm.
The real reason that we have them is that they're a right, and they're written in the Constitution, is so that we can defend ourselves against tyranny.
Yeah.
So that we can defend ourselves against our own government.
Yep. And a God-given
right. We never have to defend ourselves against our government.
Yep.
Just the mere fact that we have them ensures that we're not going to have to use them against our government.
Yeah, and it's a God-given right that the reason it's written in the Constitution is that government's just supposed to protect the God-given right. So it isn't a right they give us. It's just the God-given right that we already have. They're just supposed to protect that right. Yeah.
Well, and the reason is that, yes, I get what you're saying about that. But we're given that right to hold it. I mean, we're the ones that protect it. We're the ones that secure that right.
Right.
By not giving up our guns. And that ensures us that we have all of our other rights.
Yep. Yep. Not one person in that group of student activists that we keep seeing over and over again has said, man, I sure wish somebody was there that they could have had a concealed carry. They could have taken that out and stopped somebody. Not one person has said that.
I love the idea of arming our educators, those that are willing to, want to be armed. And I would even go so far as to say, let's go ahead and purchase their weapon for them if they'll carry it. We'll buy them some ammo each month to do training.
Right.
And let's go ahead and if they're willing to do it, let's put them through some real training. So that if they are in that situation, they're not apt to shoot, one of the students by accident or an
bystander
by accident. They got a little training behind it to back it up.
Yeah, so exactly.
Why not? Let's do it. I mean, I think that solves the problem.
Yep.
That really solves the problem. Because they're not getting rid of our guns.
I agree.
Not this generation.
Yeah.
It's probably not the next one. Maybe the one after that.
Thank you for that. The big problem is that most teachers are now liberal.
Yep.
They don't want to.
Right.
Isn't that funny? They don't want to. And I keep thinking, why would you not want to? If that's the case, then why would you not? Hi, caller. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate.
Hi there.
This is Dan Briggs with the Red Cliffs Rifle and Pistol Club.
Nice.
And as a matter of public service announcement, I just wanted to let you and your listeners know that we will offer free concealed carry classes to any school teacher, active school teacher, who wants them, long as they have basic competency. And that means we also will offer free basic pistol courses, because teachers in Utah are allowed to carry under our state law as long as they're
thank you, Dan.
Hold a valid concealed carry permit.
Thank you, Dan. Appreciate that.
If anybody in the audience is interested, you have them contact us. We'll get them through it free.
You got it. Hey, thank you. Thank you. Good common sense. Thank you. And I'm sure in Chicago you have people that are willing to do that as well.
Yep.
Tampa, Miami, Denver, all across this nation, you have groups that have come out and said,
We'll do it
for free. And and I love that they're, thank you, Dan, I love that they're willing to do that. It makes more common sense, doesn't it? I would love for the teachers to be well-armed, right?
It can only save lives.
It can only save lives. That's so true. And yeah, I don't think they're going to be just turning violent on us. I mean, come on.
No.
Doesn't make sense. But I think that if we had a story, like I said before, where somebody, like, remember the theater incident? There was somebody violent outside of a theater, and the guy took him out and saved a lot of mm-hmm. lives. Mm-hmm. And that story barely hit. So you can always tell the media narrative, because that story, if you were a country that loved your constitutional, that loved that the government was going to protect a constitution that protected your God-given rights, that would be the biggest news story of the day. Never is. Never is in America.
You know, I can't remember the exact ratio, but it's mm-hmm. it's something like for every gun shooting like mm-hmm. like in Florida, mm-hmm. there's 100 cases where guns saved lives.
Yeah. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate. Have we heard anything about the school security?
Not a word. And I know they're secure. I know they had security. And so not a single word about it. It's really strange.
You know, you would think there's only certain doors that they can get into, and that they're mm-hmm. they have automatic locks on them.
Yep.
And, you know, I mean, just all these things that would help as far as the security people are concerned who walk around.
Well, all the schools
but at
have...
least if they can't get inside mm-hmm. the school because it's locked...
All the schools have police officers now, and they haven't. I haven't seen one interview with that school's cop or security.
Yeah.
Not one.
Amazing.
Yeah. Thank you. Great point. Mm-hmm. So true, though. You have to always look at what's not being shown. What are they not
right.
asking about?
Right.
What is not being portrayed on TV? It will tell you volumes. That's what's so scary. It'll tell you volumes about the agenda, about what's going on with this, and keeping it in the press in a certain way. Which is, to me, that's pretty diabolical, actually, mm-hmm. When they do that. So we'll take the caller. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
My question for both of you guys is, do our rights come from the Constitution?
They come from God. The Constitution's there for the government to protect them, to outline what the government protects by keeping it limited and by supporting our rights.
I'm so glad you said that, because most people think that mm-hmm. our rights come from the Constitution.
No,
good heavens.
And I believe that all it does is recognize the rights that we already have. I believe we have all kinds of rights that the
yep.
Constitution doesn't recognize.
No, of course it does.
Absolutely.
Thank
you so
Thanks.
Much. And and those are the rights that specifically the government is supposed to protect.
Yes.
Do you see a protection going on? Absolutely not. They're seeking everything they can do to take them.
All of the laws right now against mm-hmm. any kind of gun ownership
yeah.
or ammunition, any of those infringements
mm-hmm.
are unconstitutional. They're not allowed to do any of it.
Mm-hmm.
They
yeah.
can't say, oh, you can't own this type of a gun, or it mm-hmm. can't have more than 9 bullets in the magazine. That's
yeah.
unconstitutional.
No.
It's an infringement.
I think it's so easy to see what's going on. And by the way, that whole story about the FBI, I'll say it again, the FBI claiming that they were incompetent. You tell me, and I'm serious, you prove it to me. When was the last time you ever heard the FBI own up to their own incompetence? When was the last time you heard the FBI within days go, yeah, we completely dropped the ball, it's
mm-hmm.
our fault? When did you ever hear that? I am telling you, that is a right-hand, left-hand story. That is a look over here and not over here story. And we've just got to see through these things. The government does never admits anything. And then look what's missing from the headlines, the memo. Not talking about the memo, right? Not talking about anything. It's just funny how these things show up in a really timely manner. Did you see the FBI go with the incompetence byline with the memo? No, you didn't. You saw it with the shooting. So just keep that one in mind, because that's a huge,
mm-hmm.
a huge telltale sign of what's not being talked about. And the government never admits wrongdoing, ever. They never put themselves in that position for a reason. In fact, they give awards to people even when they do wrongdoing.
Yep.
They actually award and promote them. They do not claim incompetence. Don't believe that story for one hot second. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Kate Daly Show.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. I was always just sort of feeling tired. And so I said, maybe this will just help in overall vitality. But in the past couple of years that I've been taking it, I find my energy has been great. I've been sleeping better. I don't get the cravings for junk food as often as I used to. I really attribute it to the product. It's so easy to use. Even if I want to take a capsule from my daughter and I just pull it apart to mix it in some juice or something, it's just something I'm very grateful to be able to incorporate. I really love the product. I think it's made such a difference.
Generally feel better. Generally have better energy and more stamina. Breathing is easier. Walking is easier. You're not in pain anymore, all right? I could go on and on.
When you call, use discount code FOX, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FOX.
Because she helped you with your corsage on prom night, because even when you didn't realize you were stumbling, she was there to catch you at every fall. Because your mom deserves the dignity and comfort of home. If a life-limiting illness has brought you to a crossroads, Dixie Hospice Care will be there, providing compassionate physical, emotional, and spiritual care. Whether at home or an assisted living facility, Dixie Hospice Care will lift the quality of your mom's life each and every one of her final days. Dixie Hospice Care, bringing the care home.
It is time for exceptional connectivity, time for great service, and time for no contracts and set pricing. Wait, what? That's right. AWI is now offering no contracts and set pricing. Call AWI right now and get an incredible deal on exceptional connectivity without contracts and with set pricing. AWI, connecting your world.
What makes Stuckey Family Pharmacy so well-loved? Just ask their customers.
My name's Corinne Clayton. I have lived in St. George for about 14 years. I've known the Stuckey family for maybe 5 or 6 years. I love their family. Laura and Sam have a delightful, large group of adorable children. They are amazing parents. They are good, good people. I was thrilled when Sam opened his own pharmacy. Sam is extremely intelligent. He is very knowledgeable, and he truly cares about his customers.
Experience the personal difference at Stuckey Family Pharmacy. Find them online at StuckeyFamilyPharmacy.com or drop in and say hello. They're just off Telegraph near Kohl's. Free local delivery available, including Laverkin, Hurricane, Sun River, and Santa Clara. For patient-centered wellness, it's Stuckey Family Pharmacy, where you are family. StuckeyFamilyPharmacy.com.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Kate Daly Show here, and I so love all your phone calls and support of the show. It's tough sometimes to say the things we're saying, because I think to some people it could be kind of shocking what we're saying, but I certainly see it clear. So does Uncle Milty, oh, yeah. I think, and I know a lot of you do, and I'm so happy about that, because, you know, it takes quite a few people to keep bringing up truth, because when you're sitting in this situation where you have the media that's bought and sold, that does the bidding of those that have an agenda, when you have, and it feels like everything against you, just know that there are a good amount of people in America that are very awake, that see it, that are speaking out, that are trying to do their part. And I'm so behind that. I'm so supportive of that, because that's what it takes. And you cannot stop. And just because you might be feeling frustrated, you can't stop. You've got to keep speaking out. You've got to keep talking the truth, and you've got to keep educating. And if we don't, that's when we might as well just give it up. When everybody throws the towel in and says, well, it's just bigger. That movement is so big, we can't fight it. I don't believe that for a hot minute. Well, you can fight this movement.
Sure.
You can, absolutely. And isn't it funny that that the press won't have any of those interviews that are for the Second Amendment, the kids that are saying, well, where were those people that could have had firearms that could have helped us?
Yeah.
Not one interview. You won't hear one of them. The only ones you're going to hear are by the student activists that were already part of the anti-gun movement from long time ago that are put in the situation to be the most vocal on TV in this. That's what you keep hearing.
You know, there was an early story about the armed security guard on campus.
Yeah.
Or like the day it happened. Mm-hmm. And the story was that the campus was so large, he just never even encountered the shooter. That was the only story that was put out about that.
Wow.
The campus just, is just so large.
Wow. You know, I'm so sorry. I feel so bad that deaths occurred. And if we want to stop that, we need to start looking at the other solutions, the solutions that no one's talking about. If you really want to end these deaths, if you really want to end what's actually happening here in America, because I know people are so frustrated, they're willing to take any option. No, that cannot be. If we really want to look at what's really wrong here and stop this, we need to take a good hard look at what agencies are able to do with a carte blanche sort of open check with whatever, however they want to conduct business in America, they get to do it. We need to take a hard look at that.
Yes. Let me ask you.
Yeah.
If you hire somebody to kill somebody, who's the real killer?
Yeah. Well, I would actually say both. It takes somebody to do something like that, and then also the person behind them has to be extremely manipulative or offering something in exchange. So you bring up a good point. I'd love to see how all of you feel about this. You've just gone through a few days of government
brainwashing.
Well, yeah, I mean, look at even the conservative media. You know, you've gone through this. I've gone through this. You must be feeling the same way I am, where everybody wants to look at a solution other than what's truthful and what's right. And when I say, you know, let freedom ring, the only way to do that is to let the principles of the Constitution stand. And then we can start to really dissect the real problems in America, in that governments become too big, too heavy, and have been given too many roles to do whatever they want with no accountability. This is also the anniversary week of Waco, what happened in Waco in 1993. I wish more people would do their homework on that.
Yes.
I think that if people really understood what actually happened there, they'd be horrified. Like I said, the government gives promotions. They promote people and give awards. They do not possess any sort of accountability. And I just thought it was kind of ironic that you saw accountability right off the bat from the FBI. That doesn't happen. Also, look at some of the interviews being done and who these kids are. When your dad is one of the FBI agents that was supposedly supposed to stop the shooter and investigate the shooter, that's kind of ironic and interesting, and those coincidences don't just happen. So never. I wanted to bring that up too. The story about James Varnell, if you're just joining us, his parents came out and said that he was manipulated by a government agency that was seeking, by the FBI, an agency within the FBI that was seeking to manipulate him, knowing he was schizophrenic, and put him at the scene of a crime, and basically blamed him for this crime that he had absolutely no way to gather what he needed to be part of that. And they said that there was an informant hanging around their family consistently where he was being manipulated. They actually were able to come out and talk about it in Oklahoma. That just happened like 6 or 7 months ago.
Yep.
So these are the things we really need to be looking at in America, but we're not. And the kill NRA billboards. Oh my gosh. Wasn't that St. Louis? St. Louis. Yeah.
I thought it was in Kentucky.
Yeah. They might be all over the place.
Yeah,
the story that I was looking at was St. Louis, and what a shame. What a shame going after the wrong solution for a problem like this. I have some liberal friends that are just besides themselves. Their whole posts are so emotional, not one ounce of common sense possessed, just so emotional. And we started out this show talking about a certain amount of contempt that we're in a state of being now where the camps are so divided on their education and how they're seeing what's taking place and playing out that they can't even talk to each other anymore. And I'd love to get your two cents on that, because are we at a state where you can't even you can't even discuss anymore because
how do you discuss with someone this mm-hmm. issue
right.
when they say, I'm against guns, I'm against killing, I'm against murder, so kill the NRA?
I know.
There's no sense at all to this.
No. And I'm wondering what all of you are thinking, quite frankly. Welcome to the show, caller. Go right ahead.
Yes, I just want to thank you for bringing up the fact that our rights are from God. Other callers have said the same thing. And mm-hmm. I just noticed that the same people who are against gun rights are also mm-hmm. against God.
Yep.
They seem to be against God. And I remember Obama yep. talking about people clinging to their guns and Bibles.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think the two go hand in hand.
I do,
because they really... They hate people of faith, because really the only people standing up against this crazy social agenda in this country are the people of faith.
You're right. Bingo.
Same-sex marriage, abortion, mm-hmm. transgenderism.
Yep.
Yeah. So I'm glad you brought that up.
Thank you. I agree with you. Thank you for your call.
Yes.
I really appreciate that. So right. It is right. The people of faith are standing up. And, of course, we're the ones that are demonized.
Yeah.
We're the crazy right-wingers with Bibles, and we don't know our hands from our feet. We just don't know what to do next. We just have our guns.
We're insane, according to Joy Behar.
I know. Mentally ill. If you're a Christian, you're mentally ill. These are the narratives that hit the media. They're the ones with the microphones. That's okay. Let them. We have a stronger voice, and that is the voice of the people that understand what's going on
yes.
and are seeking to protect the principles that the country was founded on, and that was government needs to protect our God-given rights. To that point, that had not been done before. And of course, every assault on that has taken place since the beginning. Since that ink wasn't even dry, there have been assaults
yep.
on those principles to diminish it, make it look hokey, make it look like it only belonged in the 1700s, make it look like we don't need it anymore. We're so sophisticated, right?
Yeah.
We've got to come up with something new. All of these attacks on every single one, First Amendment, Second Amendment, Third, Fourth Amendment, you name it. We should all be appalled, and we should all be speaking out.
And do not be fooled that we're a minority.
We're not.
We're not the minority.
We're the silent 75%,
yeah.
actually. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi.
Hi.
I appreciate so much your show.
Thank you.
It's very eye-opening. I'm so grateful that you're willing to speak up for important subjects.
Thank you.
The subject of your show today
mm-hmm.
reminds me of a study that was done in, when was it, the 60s?
Mm-hmm.
It's called the Stanley Milgram experiment.
Yeah.
Have you heard of it?
I have. Yes.
And mm-hmm. normal everyday people can be mm-hmm. subject to authority and mm-hmm. coerced into doing something that they would not normally do because authority tells them.
Yes.
And so I'm thinking that government mm-hmm. is authority,
mm-hmm.
and many people would succumb to doing things that they would not normally do because of that, because, the low energy mm-hmm. can be brainwashed sort of attitude. So I'm just, maybe for future reference, to document that mm-hmm. experiment and let people know that we don't need to succumb to something that is not truthful, correct,
mm-hmm.
Ethical.
I agree.
That's what I'm trying to think of.
I agree.
Ethical.
I so agree with you. Thank you for that. I so appreciate that.
Good
call. That was great. Great call. In fact, groupthink and authority think. We succumb to both.
Well, that study that she talked about mm-hmm. was actually based on the results of the Nuremberg war trials, because your answer was, I was just following orders. I was just following orders. We still hear that today.
I know. Do you know how many cogs in the wheel, how many people it takes to just do the bidding of their superiors to have something happen that is so diabolical? It's amazing to me how many people could go, well, I have a mortgage to pay.
Yep.
I have a mortgage to pay. It never ceases to amaze me, the reasoning behind that. We in this nation have got to be able to get beyond that. We have to be able to think beyond that, because the 11% that formed this country and helped us to get away from tyrannical rule truly understood that it took everything.
They
put it on the line, and they didn't mind doing so for the cause of liberty. We like to be too comfortable.
Yep.
We seek for our comfort. And so we got to pay the mortgage, got to pay the mortgage. When I was in D.C. and I was talking to the EPA, and they didn't know I was who I was, you know, they didn't know I was a talk show host, conservative talk show host. I probably would have died if they would have heard. But they were just talking casually over dinner, and it was, well, I got to pay my mortgage. Well, I need my pet project. This is my job. I got to preserve my job at all costs. And if any one of them were asked, well, is it based on a principle? Is your pet project based on something that government should be involved in? Didn't care at all.
Nope.
All they cared about was meet the bills. And we cannot be creatures of comfort. It's going to take a lot, and we're going to have to be willing to do what that takes as far as giving up the comforts that we have.
You know,
to do the right thing.
And those people, for some reason, they don't realize that if the progressives ever won this battle, they would lose all that anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
All these things they try to hold on to, they're going, if this country turned communist, they'd lose it anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. We got to stop watching people like Jimmy Kimmel. We got to turn the media off. We got to turn off CNN and even Fox News. We've got to turn these outlets off. Jimmy Kimmel is a waste of space. He is fog between the ears. He goes for the emotional argument.
Yep.
He goes for the millennials. We are designing a countrymen who don't even know their country. That's a really sad assertion, isn't it? And these millennials are going to be growing up to be our future leaders. And what do they believe in? For the most part, socialism.
Yes.
They love it. They embrace it. They've been brainwashed into thinking it's cool. And they don't even know the actual outcome.
Well, that's true, because they're living
they
under capitalism. All the things they have
they
are because of capitalism.
Yep.
But if they ever turn to socialism, they're going to lose it all. And they don't even know it.
I know. So sad. But you know what, though? Even I'm more determined to stand up and be faithful and be fearless and to understand our certain role in this. If you are awake, you are awake for a reason. I feel like God is still in control, and that you have to be able to put those comforts aside and say, I'm here to do what's right. If you in a job are asked to do something that you know isn't right, walk away from the job. And I truly feel that you'll be blessed in doing that. I really do. I have done it. I can speak from personal experience, and I was completely blessed for it. And I am telling you can do it, and you'll be better off. We have to start making things right. And we have to start educating these poor people that are so misguided and have no education and do not know what they're fighting for is actually they're fighting for their own demise.
Yes.
That is the saddest thing. So we need to look at it as sad. Not have contempt for, but just seek to educate them. I think we have to. I don't want to live with contempt for people. I just, because of what they're doing, I just want to be able to change it. So thank you for listening in. I appreciate all of you. Uncle Milty, you too. And
thank you.
I'll be back with Melissa tomorrow. Be faithful, be fearless. This is the Kate Daly Show. You can email me at kate@katedalyradio.com. I'm happy to embrace your email and read it. Can't wait to hear from you. I'm also on iTunes. Everybody have a great evening.
You could spend your savings on one of these fabulous actual items on the internet. A watch filled with real ants, $60. Canned dragon meat, $23. 4-inch violin, $15. Haircutting vacuum, $130. Lickable wallpaper, $15. But before you click to buy a pair of metal-detecting sandals, $60, meet with a CFS wealth advisor at Deseret First Credit Union to come up with a, well, smarter plan for your hard-earned money. A wealth advisor will take a comprehensive look at your financial situation and goals and help you make a personalized plan. For a complimentary, no-pressure consultation with a friendly CFS wealth advisor, call 801-456-7560 or visit DeseretWealth.com. Deseret First Wealth Management is the place to manage your financial goals. That's right.
Investments offered through CUSO Financial Services LP. Member FINRA SIPC. Products offered through CFS are not NCUA, NCUSIF, or federally insured, are not guarantees of the credit union, and may involve investment risk.
93.1 FM, 1450 AM, KZNU St. George, 98.5 FM Cedar City, KAZZ Parowan, KCLS HD4 Leeds.